up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Rescuers came to the aid of a couple and their dog whose 22-foot powerboat caught fire off Crystal Cove Wednesday. You could see those billows of gray smoke yesterday visible on the horizon for miles. Luckily, everyone's okay. Laguna Art Museum's curator of historical art, Janet Blake, talks about the work of watercolorist Rex Brandt. Tonight at 7 p.m., Brandt lived in Newport Beach and is the subject of the museum's latest exhibition, In Praise of Sunshine. The show is up through September 21st. His daughters recently donated his archives to the Laguna College of Art and Design. The college also has a show devoted to Brandt, but mostly artifacts, including his easel. The recently opened Driftwood Kitchen hosts a Roaring Twenties-themed party tonight, featuring a live performance by Addie Hamilton and the gals. Located in the historic building that was formerly the Beach House Restaurant, guests will experience the opening of Driftwood's private event space, the upstairs stateroom bar. The specialty is artisan cocktails with an emphasis on bourbons and whiskey blends. The bar embraces the vibe of a former occupant, Hollywood character actor Slim Somerville. Vintage attire is encouraged. Sally Eastwood and Helen Pollins-Jones, the author and illustrator of the recently published 101 Things to Love About Laguna Beach, will be at the Sawdust Art Festival from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight to sign copies of their book. Pollins-Jones, a watercolorist, will also be displaying her original illustrations. The ex-Brits are stoked they are featured on Locals Night. Residents get in free Thursday nights. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.